America Weekend.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge, along with Christina Staffo for this segment. And we are being joined right now by Deborah Norville, the host of Inside Edition.
You know, David Letterman retiring, coming up pretty soon. It kind of signals the end of a certain type of late night show. I mean, Jimmy Fallon has kind of reinvented what The Tonight Show was. And now Stephen Colbert is going to come in and try to reinvent in a way what CBS was doing. Letterman kind of reinvented the late night format back in the day when he came in, because it had kind of become somewhat stoic with Carson.
You know why? Because NBC had 5,000 different restrictions on him. There was a fascinating piece, if you didn't see it, pull Sunday's last week's paper in the Arts and Leisure section, that big interview with David Letterman, because he never gives interviews.
Right.
And he talked about why he was so inventive, and it wasn't that he was so clever, it was that NBC said, you can't do this, you can't do that, you can't do this, you can't do that. Anything that remotely smacked of what Johnny Carson was doing on The Tonight Show, NBC said, not happening on Late Show with David Letterman. So they had to come up with stupid pet tricks and, you know, interviewing the America's champion bird warbler or whatever, because those were things that Johnny Carson wasn't doing, and therefore it was something that David Letterman was allowed to do.
Do you remember some of the stuff he used to do? He would throw televisions off of buildings just to see what it would look like when they would hit the ground and watermelons.
I like the Velcro thing. Slammed yourself up against that wall.
Johnny wasn't doing that.
No, absolutely. You know, exactly.
No. Something we want to start with all the guests that we have on every once in a while, just to kind of get a gauge. Favorite song of all time?
Oh, golly. Stairway to Heaven?
Really?
Oh, really? What about your favorite movie?
Gone with the Wind. And Katie Scarlett, it's the only thing that left.
Wow.
Gerald O'Hara was right.
Yeah.
Just think about it.
Yeah, that's
in
true.
Land, in real estate.
Yeah.
I didn't, so.
And favorite TV show? All right, you're going to say Inside.
Aside from Inside,
second favorite TV show. Yes.
I don't really have one.
Really?
What do you watch now? Do you watch TV? Now, you're a very busy person. You work in the industry. Is there a show that you know, I got to watch this or I got to catch up? Is there something that holds your attention now?
Well, I love Homeland.
Okay.
Okay.
You know, Homeland's off right now, so there's nothing for me. And then Downton Abbey was good, but it went away. I haven't replaced it yet. I still haven't gotten around to seeing Orange is the New Black, so I need to do a massive download and just kind of
find out what everybody's been
talking about.
Yeah. It's amazing how media is consumed now. I mean, you could sit down and watch an entire television show over a weekend.
Oh, it's great. A few weeks ago, I was nobody was home, which is great. I love it when they all go away. And our TV room just looked pathetic, because, you know, the dogs and the kids, and, you know, it was just bedraggled. I said, that's it, I got to paint it. And so I did a binge watch of 60 Minute Sports. I started with the very first episode. I just put it on the Showtime channel, and I pulled an all-nighter, and I watched all these great, interesting interviews and stories, and at the end of the day, I was exhausted. My TV room looked fabulous,
and I was
well-informed.
You know what's amazing, too, about it being able to watch older television, and no matter if it's news, sports, entertainment, YouTube? YouTube has allowed people to go back and see things that they would have never, ever, ever seen, and it's interesting, too, in terms of copyright. The big fight that took place not too long ago with Mayweather and Pacquiao, it turns out that a lot of people turned out to just stream it via their social media accounts. Thus, people didn't have to pay the $89.95. It's amazing how media is consumed nowadays, and it's changing by the minute.
Well, it's a real problem. There have been lawsuits about this. Comedy Central had to sue YouTube, I guess Google, as the owner of YouTube, to take down all of its property. But there's this new thing, what's it called? Starts with a P. Blank.
And this is what people were streaming the fight on.
This is a real conundrum for all of the content providers, because there will be a lawsuit, and they will have to figure out some way to authenticate.
Right.
And it shouldn't be that big of a nut for people to crack. But I have to tell you, I was curious about, you know, the pregame, as it were. And so I went on Twitter, and I was just, you know, looking up Mayweather-Pacquiao fight. And somebody provided a link, and I felt slightly guilty for clicking on it, especially when it said .ru.
Sure.
So I know it was coming out of Russia. But I figured it was my phone. So
your phone still works, I hope.
My phone still works.
Oh, good.
But it was in Spanish.
Yeah.
So they were doing it in every single language. But by that point, the game was still delayed.
Right.
The match. I was like, please, enough. I'm going to sleep.
And do you know why they did delay it? Because they were, because so many people started to order it at the very last minute. They wanted to get as many of those $89.95 paid for as possible.
Absolutely.
And I remember the name of the social media service we were thinking of, Periscope.
That's it.
Yes.
Periscope.
So it is certainly changing.
No, it's a changing landscape, and that's what makes it a lot of fun. That's what makes it fun for what you guys do in the spoken arena. It makes it fun for what I do in the visual arena, because all of our worlds are clashing and they're all meeting on this little thing that most of our listeners right now have in their hand,
right?
Yeah.
Which is their phone.
That's right.
And I think that's really cool.
It is. Well, she is the host of Inside Edition. It is always a pleasure to have her on the show. Deborah Norville, as always, thanks for joining us on America Weekend.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks,
terrific,
Deborah.
As always. Stay with us, folks. More to come. I'm Ed Kalenge, and this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Welcome to American Biker Minute.
When you do have to work on an old bike, it's way cheaper to take stuff off than it is to put stuff back on.
And as always,
some people think it's cool, some people think it's stupid.
Today on American Biker Minute.
The Movie Man 6-second DVD review starts now.
A timely, important biopic and one of the best movies of the year. If you have a dream, march to see Selma by Mandy.
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Avengers Age of Ultron, now playing in theaters.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. What do we got here?
Used to be a 1980 Heritage Softail. It's not soft anymore. Strutted out the fenders, but put a little springy seat on it. Milwaukee should have done springy seats and no suspension. That's way better than that crap they had underneath there. We just took everything off of it that wasn't essential. Way cheaper to take stuff off than it is to put stuff back on. Then when you do have to work on an old bike, it's less stuff to take off to get to it. And stick your head down in there and say, oh, that's what the problem is. I don't have to take off a million covers first. It might get a little complicated. I don't have any experience doing that, but we'll figure it out.
What are you doing?
Some people think it's cool. Some people think it's stupid.
American Biker Minute.
You don't learn unless you try.
Your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This 1995 Rookie of the Year paved the way for other Japanese players to join the majors. He's the only pitcher to have thrown a no-hitter in either Coors Field in Colorado or Camden Yards in Baltimore.
Hideo Nomo has done what they said could not be done.
So where is Hideo Nomo now? Hideo's been working with Major League Baseball's Urban Youth Academy, bringing players from Japan to the U.S. to participate in tournaments and clinics. He's even partnered up with former Dodgers owner Peter O'Malley and retired pitcher Chanho Park in 2011 to transform the former Dodgers spring training facility in Florida into a youth sports complex.
Hideo Nomo has spun the no-no against the Orioles.
Hideo Nomo with two no-nos. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
It's fast, it's furious, it's totally bonkers, so buckle up because Furious 7 is a hell of a ride. I'm in.
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Avengers Age of Ultron, now playing in theaters.